are now listening to another episode on Queen and Me. Welcome back, guys, to another episode on the Queen and Me podcast. I hope your day has started off amazing. Today's a special day. I always say every day is a special day. And I hope your day is filled with love and joy. I really want you guys to take heed to what we're going to talk about today, about treating ourselves and having that and taking care of ourselves. If this is your first time tuning in, I want to welcome you. My podcast is all about uplifting and empowering and discovering the inner queen and king that you are. And being in power in that. If you're my recurring kings and queens out there, thanks again for tuning in another week and another episode. I apologize, guys. It's taken me a couple of weeks to get back started after my birthday episode, but I took some time to reflect and just prepare. And I really hope what I've got in plan, you guys are going to enjoy. So you already know what time it is. Go ahead and grab your coffee, your tea, or your wine. Get comfortable and let's have a chat. All right, guys, we're going to dive right in. So I know you read the title. Yes, it's called Treat Yourself. Some tips for the busy mom, but in general, for anybody, it's not just about the women. There are men out here who needs to treat themselves as well. I've come to realize that it's not always the women who needs that extra, you know what I mean? Like, we need that time to ourselves. But there are men out here who give just as much, who's also dealing with certain things that we feel like maybe it was just the women who were dealing with. Or, you know, we become to look at gender bias on a lot of different things. And I come to realize that we can't, at this point in age, like, we can't do that anymore. Like, we're equally in the same place. You know what I mean? There are just as many men out there with mental health issues who, not even just mental health, but has the same, like, who gives their all to their family and never has a break. And at some point, you know, I'm probably stressed out about bills and life and what have you. And, you know, might feel like, you know, just super overwhelmed. And, you know, with moms, you know, I know, you know, we're a lot of times, like, you know, when you hear the word treat yourself, you're like, what? Do that even exist? Listen, because that's definitely was me. You know, I had a hard time really, coping with the fact that I needed to do some stuff for myself, like treating myself. I used to be like, what? Why would I do that? Like, I have three kids. I got a husband. I got a household I got to maintain. Like, what do you mean treat yourself? Like, this ain't even a part of the manuscript. Like, I don't remember reading that on page 7. You know what I mean? Like, I really used to feel like, you know, that it was something wrong if I wanted to do something for myself. And it was really, honestly, a couple years ago, you know, my sister-in-law's, like, for my birthday, they wanted to, you know, take me out, just show me a good time. And I had the most amazing time that day. And I had no kids. My family wasn't there. We were in a different state. And it was really in that moment that I realized that it's okay to leave home and enjoy yourself with some, you know, with your friends. It doesn't mean that you love your family less. It doesn't mean you're putting them on the back burner. It doesn't mean that you are disregarding your responsibilities, because that is all the feelings that I felt. Like, I was really on the verge of, like, no, I'm not gonna make it. You know, I'm gonna cancel. But I'm so glad that I didn't, because those things are necessary. Like, we go through life and we deal with life on a daily basis. And there are times when we really got to remember, like, we got to take a step back, exhale, and then do something special for ourselves. Even if it's just taking yourself out to Starbucks to get your favorite coffee. You know what I mean? Like, caramel latte, if anybody's listening. It can be small gestures like that. Like, it just really, without anybody, you know, just, you can go by yourself. You don't have to necessarily, you know, take your kids every single place. So, you know, I had to come to the fact that, you know, I am just as important. Like, my health, my mental, my everything is so important. I really, really, really had to start, like, reevaluating a lot of stuff, and making sure that I started to do some things for myself and not feel guilty. Like, not feel guilty about doing it. So I came up with, like, a little list. It's not a huge list, like I said, but it was a list of things that I know that you could just find different ways to treat yourself. Like, a lot of times, like, we would think, you know, you think that you got to spend a whole lot of money to go treat yourself. No, you don't. Like, you can find little things, like, so something that makes you smile, something that makes you happy, something that makes you just feel really good about yourself. Like, you know, for me, it's really, I love lounging. Like, if I can just get a moment in my bedroom by myself for like 20 minutes, like, that's heaven for me. Because on a regular basis, my name is called about 118 times per day. So if I get quiet time and I'm able to get in my room and just have those moments to myself, that's special for, like, that's gold. Like, that's gold. So I want to share some different ways that you can treat yourself and don't have to feel like you're spending a ton of money to have a good time, because, you know, who has time to do that? COVID-19 has tried to ruin, you know, our 2020 year, 2020 has tried to ruin it, but, you know, it hasn't ruined anything. We still have, there's been so many great things that still happened in this year. And, you know, we still want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves each and every day, despite what's going on in our world. So, you know, some simple things that I want to share with you guys of how you could treat yourself is soak in a hot bath every other night. Listen, like, if that don't give you life, I don't know what will. But just a hot bubble bath, just relaxing, maybe put some candles around the tub or in the all around the sink or your vanity, whatever, like, and just spend that quiet time. You're just you, yourself, and your thoughts. Like, that peace is, I think we always need some type of rejuvenation, you know, to just get us going. We need something, like, sometimes we just need that energy to just back into us. From a hard day, from a long day, or from a long week, just to remind ourselves that we're doing a great job, and we've got to make sure that we continue to do a great job, and that's why we got to take care of ourselves. So treating yourself in small gestures, such as taking a hot bath, definitely getting a Starbucks while you're doing your grocery shopping. If you are a Starbucks drinker, that probably is golden for you. That probably is like a key thing for you at this, you know what I mean? Just going out and doing that. Doing yoga, like going out, take a class and do yoga. Like, I know a lot of times we're doing things at home, but if there's ever a social distancing yoga class, whether it's outside or in a studio, I suggest doing it, getting around other people than just your family at home safely. I know, you know, a lot of things we got to say nowadays, it's like, we got to make sure we're incorporating social distancing because people have no filter and they don't understand what that means. So if you are going to participate and do some things outside of your home that are going to treat yourself, please practice social distancing. I would rather you guys are safe than sorry. Like, I want my coffee and I want to feel good. And I want to shop and walk through Target and not buy a thing for 30 minutes by myself. If I can, but I definitely want to make sure that I have my mask and my sanitizer and that I'm safe and I'm a social distance away from other people. You know, we got to be smart about this thing too. Okay. So there. Anyway, another thing, go on a mommy vacation. Now, what do I mean by that? Listen, I'm not saying like go, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles, like overseas or something. I'm not saying anything like that, but you know what? You can get a one night hotel room for yourself and just pamper yourself there. Another thing is, you know, some people love like special treats that they do for themselves to make themselves feel good. It's getting their hair or getting their nails done or getting mani or pedi or going to to one of the sports bars and watching a game. And like I said, I know little things have shifted and adjusted our perspective on life right now with all of this is happening, but these are still things that you can incorporate in some way. And then remember what I'm saying. When I'm saying treat yourself, remember that it's for you. It's for you. Not the kids, not husband or wife. This is for you. So do some things for you that's going to help you, you know, just get the energy or that's going to fill you back up with the motivation and with strength to continue to go on. We need that. Despite what people are thinking, like you need something that's going to remind you or that, hey, you're doing a hell of a job. Like you're doing an amazing job. And despite what's going on, you know, take care of yourself so that you can keep going, so that you can keep being great, so that you can keep, you know, taking care of your family. Working a full-time job, whether it's entrepreneurship or whether it's in a brick and mortar place for a company and still coming home and managing your household, it's a full day. It's a 24-hour a day job. Like people don't understand, like it's a job all the time. So I would suggest taking a few moments, hours out of your day to just wind down. And whether it's coffee, whether it's wine, if you are a book reader, go to the bookstore, find you some books and can find a comfortable place in your home. Don't worry about them dishes, honey. Them dishes can wait for another hour. They promise you they're not going nowhere. But sit down and relax and actually read. Actually just get in your zone and be, you know, spend that time with you. There are things you can do at home. Just make sure everybody knows that, hey, it's mommy time. Hey, it's daddy's time. You know, give me my space for about however long. Give me about an hour to myself and then I'm all yours. So it's definitely important. I feel like it's definitely important just to make sure we're incorporating some different treats that we're going to do for ourselves. Just like I would treat my kids for when they're doing great in school. Virtual learning has been, I'm not going to say it's been a hassle. It's definitely a task. It's definitely an adjustment. But I also know that my kids has been social distancing for so long. Like they've really gotten overwhelmed in times. We've tried to do certain things and maintain social distancing as well. So just like I would treat them or those things, and just to show my appreciation that I appreciate their hard work and what they're doing, I have to do that same thing for myself. So I would have, whether it's going to go grab me a coffee, whether it's going to walk around one of my favorite stores, and I might not buy a thing, but walk around my favorite stores because that's just peace and quiet for me. Whether it's a long drive home, whether it is a grocery shopping run by myself, whether it's pampering at the salon to get a massage or a pedi or a manicure, whatever the case may be, I know those things are going to make me smile. They're going to make me feel so much better about myself, and they're going to give me so much joy that I know that I'm going to keep pushing myself to take care of what I got to take care of because I know I'm doing a great job. These are treats that you can do for yourself. Don't take any small treat. Don't make it seem like, you know, something small is not, you know, you're not worth something like this or that. One treat is too small. Oh, that doesn't really mean that. No, these things are still good. If these things make you happy, whatever makes you happy, what is something that you love? What is a Krispy Kreme run? Listen, I'm here for my donuts. I am going to, if that's what makes me happy, if I see the hot light on and I can be driving home, if I see the hot light on and the line is wrapped around the building, best believe I'm stopping. That's a treat. You feel me? I don't want you to think that it has to be something major, like it has to be something big to be considered a treat. It doesn't. It just has to be something that makes your heart smile, it makes you feel better about who you are. That's what it's about. These are the small, simple hacks that you can do to treat yourself. You know, people with a busy life, men, women, boy, girl, whoever you are, like take time to do that. If you like journaling, start a blog, you know, keep your thoughts and something on a blog and share with people. You never know who's going to be out there listening to it or maybe able to take some feedback from what you said or maybe dealing with the same thing you have, like small things like that. Like I think that, you know, we have to really remember that we are important, and how we treat ourselves, we should treat just as well as we treat other people. So consider who you consider you being the queen or king that you are, and know that, you know, you're just as special as the ones that you love on. So it's always good to take care of yourself, because once we're taken care of, once we're making sure that we're happy and we're whole and we're free and we're just joyous, we are able to give that same love and compassion and everything to the ones that we love, and take care of the things at home, you know. So I just, like I said, just threw out a couple of different things that you guys can start doing. If there's something I didn't mention, but just something that you love to do, like, just, this is just my list for myself. So think about the things that you love. What makes you smile? What keeps you going? What's something that makes you feel so special about you that you can do by yourself to treat yourself, to show yourself that, hey girl, I got your back. Hey girl, we're doing good. You know, think about those things. I challenge you to think about that and try to commit to treating yourself once a month. I know the times are different now. I know there are different stipulations. I know there are things that we have to consider when we're going out. Please take advantage of those. Social distance as much as you possibly can. But still find ways that you can make yourself feel special and just re-energize your thoughts and your mind and your spirit. So that you can come back to your family and be able to be effective at home. So, but I hope these tips really help. Like, again, my list was, you know, my coffee at Starbucks, long baths, bubble baths. I love bubble baths. I don't take them often, but I do love bubble baths. It's always something that it just helps me unwind. Considering a yoga class, my Krispy Kreme run. And just some time alone, just lounging in my room, peace and quiet. Those are things that makes me happy. Those are things that just are special to me. And those are things that also help me to get my thoughts right, make sure that I am aligned in my thought process with my spirit, and just make sure that I'm able to be, like I said, effective to my family. I don't want to be discombobulated, my spirit all out of whack, and I'm coming and I'm arguing, I'm yelling, I'm screaming because I'm stressed. You know, eliminate that stress and find something that's going to help you be the stress reliever, and make you just like I said, just build your joy and build your spirit back up so that you can go out there and be the best mom, the best dad, the best friend, the best daughter you can possibly be. That's what it's all about. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this quick, simple episode of Treat Yourself, life hacks for the busy mom, but also the busy men as well. Hey, if you like the content that I am sharing, I do ask that you guys please subscribe to my podcast. Make sure you're downloading them and also leaving me a great review on Apple Podcasts. I'd really appreciate to hear your feedback and hear your thoughts and things that you want to hear on my podcast. Please send a message. I'm always looking for additional things to speak about. And so if you have something in mind, please don't hesitate to send that in so we can share. Okay, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in today. You guys have been amazing. And I just want to thank you again for all of your support. And until next time, later.